This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now, he covered the draft as he does all the time for the Racine Journal Times. Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he's our Milwaukee basketball insider, Gary Wolfel. Gary, the Thon Maker pick last night shook Bucks Nation. Your thoughts last night when you heard Thon Maker go off at 10?
Well, I was a little surprised, but I was in shock like the rest of the NBA. In fact, the other day, or last week when Maker came in and worked out for the Bucks, I wrote a blog right after that saying that Maker could be the Bucks pick. And I just took a lot of flack. I mean, even NBA people were calling me and saying, oh, he's going to be a late first round, early second round pick. But this is just typical of the John Hammond era. I mean, he has consistently taken shots at guys with upside. I mean, his very first pick. Remember his very first pick?
Ejion Leon?
you're close. It was Joe Alexander, okay? And everybody in the world was like, what is this? And if you remember, Joe Alexander was this world-class athlete. Remember that?
Yeah.
And everybody goes, oh, what an incredible upside this guy has. He's, you know, he's going to be the Dr. J, you know, and all this crap, you know? In the meantime, Brooke Lopez, I think, went the next pick or the pick after, you know? And if you go right down the line, Larry Sanders, John Henson, the Greek Freak, they always pick for upside. And even Brandon Jennings, they were talking about, you know, how 4 or 5 years Brandon Jennings was going to be this all-star point guard, you know? So, that didn't surprise me, to be honest with you.
So is this the greatest Bucks pick of all time or the greatest Bucks
Jesus,
pick ever?
Come on.
Is it? I mean, if we're going to look at this in historical.
How old are you, young man?
Yeah, right. He's this
I'm
is
an
his
old
first
32.
Draft.
Oh, come on.
This is the it's his first draft apparently.
I've been through thick and thin. I've been through thick and thin with this team.
He was a Warriors fan 96 hours ago.
Thick and thon. Yeah,
I remember there was a guy named Kareem Abdul-Jabbar that they once picked.
Big Dog Robinson. Jabbar, come on now.
Hey, Gary, how close were the Bucks to pulling something off? Because there are a lot of trade rumors with the Celtics and otherwise. Was there ever the consideration, or did they get close to maybe making a deal? And I think some of the anger is that they could have got Thon Maker a little later in the draft, so taking him at 10 – I'm seeing was a reach, which, again, I wholeheartedly disagree with.
Well, I think it was a reach, too. I have no doubt that it was a reach, and I'll go into it at some point down the road. But I like Thon Maker. I think he's got a chance. I mean, we were talking about upside. I think he has a chance to be a pretty decent player. What I don't understand, though, is where they're going to play him. And everybody's going, oh, this is a positionless NBA. Not really. I mean, most positions are defined. And if you look at the Bucks roster, I'm not sure where he's going. And even Hammond last night said, we'll figure it out. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how they figure this out.
Talk with Gary Wolfel, Milwaukee Basketball Insider. Bucks take Thon Maker at number 10. I think all we've ever seen from the kid are YouTube clips and what they showed on ESPN last night, unless you followed him on ESPN and saw him play against upper-level high school competition when he was at the Athlete Institute. But everything that I'm reading, Gary, is that this guy has a killer work ethic and is going to be an absolute gym rat, which bodes well for a guy who probably has some catching up to do.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like he's a good kid. He's got his heart in the right place. He wants to be a good player. He's long, athletic. I mean, at the NBA pre-draft camp, down in Chicago a couple weeks ago, I was talking to a couple guys, and they were a little surprised at his athleticism because he put up some numbers that were really off the charts for a guy his size. I think he had the best numbers in a couple different drills all time for guys like over 6'8 or something, whatever it was. But, you know, again, after they made the pick, I wish I could show you guys some of the texts I got from other NBA people.
They say, like, best pick ever, or he should have gone at three?
No, none of that.
Oh.
One was weird in all capital letters. Another one was, what the hell are they thinking? You know? So, you know, either the Bucks are going to look like geniuses with this pick, or they're going to look like dunces.
Second round, they trade their second-round pick for cash. And the first second-round pick, they take Malcolm Brogdon from Virginia. Is this a guy that can contribute sooner rather than later to the club, Gary?
I just don't see anybody coming in out of this draft and helping him next year. I really don't. I like Brogdon. I think he's a pretty nice player. In fact, I did a poll with about four or five NBA officials. This was about a month ago. And one guy ranked him, I think, like 16th or 17th. And he was very high on him. And you know he's smart, and he's going to do the right things. I mean, having played for Tony Bennett, you know that's a given. But I look at the Bucks roster. I just don't, you know, see where he fits in as well. I mean, and we haven't even talked free agency, and I think it's a given they're going to go up and get at least one or two players there. So, but I mean, again, for the second round, I thought that was a very good pick.
Does he fit in rotation-wise, or is he going to be a D-League guy? I mean, we really... If you watched Virginia play, they're one of the best teams in the country last year, but they didn't exactly play the most exciting brand of basketball. But Jay Billis yesterday said he was a good two-way player, can defend the outside. And again, like you said, he comes from Tony Bennett's system, so you expect him to have a high IQ.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. I think his calling card is his defense. I mean, everybody raves about his defense and how he gets after it. And, again, I just think he's going to have a tough time making this roster, and you're talking about the D-League. I don't know if you listened to Hammond's press conference after they picked Thon Maker, but he brought that up about the D-League for Maker already. And, you know, it wouldn't be surprising to see him playing in Racine, you know, next December.
In Racine, come on. With the games being called by Chuck Freeman. So overall, Gary, grade the two picks yesterday. What's that?
I said, would that be awesome? Chuck Friedman calling the D-League game down here.
Well, he won the play-by-play challenge here on The Fan, so he's going to that's what he's going to be. He'll be the Oshkosh Bucks play-by-play voice. Gary, overall, give us a grade what you thought of the day yesterday with everything obviously still on the table and the future still to come.
Well, I'm not going to be Andrew Sharp of Sports Illustrated. Do you see his grade?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Total F, fail, bust, terrible pick.
Wow. Yeah, because these idiots, Gary, they don't take Thon Maker, so then they think, well, he's not the guy I wanted, so I'm going to give the Bucks an F. Getting real tired of that.
But, yeah, I know. I know it's easy to rip on this guy, but at the same time, there's a lot of guys around the NBA that feel the same way. But, yeah, I hate to be a cop-out on this, but I'll just say C. I think at number 10, you got to be very careful about, you know, rolling the dice. I mean, because you could get a very good player at 10. I mean, Paul George got drafted at 10. Cron Butler got drafted at 10. There's been a lot of good players. Paul Pierce, you know? And they roll the dice. So we'll see.
Hey, Gary, what'd you make of Ellinson sliding to 18 and Diamond to 40?
I was really sorry to see that for Henry, because I think he's a really good kid, and I think he's going to be a pretty good player. But I think he landed in the right spot. I think he's going to really fit in nicely with Van Gundy. I think Van Gundy's a hell of a coach and one of the best coaches at maximizing somebody's skill set. So I think Henry landed in a good place. Diamond's got a lot of work to do. I think he had visions of being a lottery pick or a mid-first-round pick. And he's, at least according to a lot of the NBA people I talked to, said, he's got to grow up. It's a maturity issue, and he's got to be more committed to basketball. So, but he's talented, and if he gets focused, I think he'll be fine.
He gets to go play for Doc, too, with Lob City out there after getting traded by the Pelicans, which should be good for Diamond Stone. Gary, appreciate it. We'll check in with you again, obviously, as we now move into free agency, and the Bucks have to figure a way to trim some of this fat.
There you go.
Take care, Gary. Gary Wolfel.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Take care. Join us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Some things fade with time, but after 80 years, Great Midwest is simply better. Visit greatmidwestbank.com and learn about the portfolio loan that can make your dream of owning a home come true.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.